I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Week 10 is in the books around the NFL. Let's take a peek back at some of the particulars. Redskins play the Saints. We've been telling you on Sunday it's going to be tough. New Orleans blew out Buffalo 47-10.
Impressive.
They scored 40 points after the first quarter, and Drew Brees threw for 185 yards. That's it. And didn't throw a touchdown. How, you wonder? Well, how about Mark Ingram rushed for 3, New Orleans rushed for 5 as a team. A 6, I should say. The Saints, very different than they've been over the years. Defense, running game oriented. Brees makes some big throws. Michael Thomas went for 117 yards on 9 catches. He might Adam Thielen Washington on Sunday.
Tennessee's the least inspiring 6-3 team that I can remember. They're 6-3 and they've earned it, and that's, you give them credit for that, but they were back and forth in a game with Cincinnati, who is really, to me, depressing and very ungood. They gave up a long touchdown pass to A.J. Green on a catch and run where nobody was within 20 yards of him. After the run, they just kind of looked at each other. Tennessee's offense just not that dynamic. They're a poor man's kind of Kansas City, faking here, there, and everywhere. Two-headed monster of Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray, who ended up with a couple touchdowns in the game, but still only averaged 3 yards per pop. Tennessee's very pedestrian. They don't beat themselves, and right now in the league, that's good enough. They're 6-3 atop that wretched division.
The Browns almost got their first win of the year. Almost doesn't work. They lose 38-24 to Detroit. Lions scoring 14 unanswered in the fourth quarter. Tie game going into the last 15 minutes. DeShone Kizer got knocked out of the game with injury, threw for 230 yards. Matt Stafford, nothing pretty about it, but it worked. 250 yards and 3 scores through the air. Golden Tate, 97 yards and a touchdown. Amir Abdullah rushed for a touchdown, had 52 yards on the ground. Theo Riddick caught a touchdown pass. For the Browns, Isaiah Crowell rushed for 5.5 yards, a carry over 90 yards. Kizer ran for almost 60 in one of his best games in the NFL before that injury.
The Chargers chargered. Had so many chances to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. Drop touchdown, something easy that was overthrown. Very, very close game. Goes to overtime. Jacksonville emerges with an interception that was returned almost all the way for a TD. Field goal ends up winning the thing. Again, offensively, they are not inspiring. They are very pedestrian, very predictable, very mundane. But that defense is excellent. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Harassing Phil Rivers all game. I know they didn't end up with any sacks, which is kind of uncharacteristic given that Calais Campbell has 77,000 on the year, numbers approximate. But the Chargers couldn't really do much most of this game. Jacksonville, again, 6-3, tied with Tennessee atop that wretched division. But Jacksonville's defense is for real.
Pittsburgh Steelers, ugly winners, 20-17 over the Colts. They trailed 10-0, 17-3 in this game before coming back to win. Looked like they were going to lose in Indianapolis. Le'Veon Bell is a workhorse, 26 attempts for 80 yards. Connor had just one run, rushed for 12. Juju Smith-Schuster went for another 97 and another touchdown on 5 catches, the most targeted receiver on the day, 7. Antonio Brown, super quiet, 3 for 47. Roethlisberger goes for 236, 2 touches and an interception. He continues to struggle. He's just not playing great football, but Pittsburgh, with maybe the best defense in the NFL, ends up getting a win. They end up getting 3 sacks in the game, and they continue to rush the quarterback well. But for Pittsburgh, it took a come-from-behind win and Jacoby Brissett throwing a big interception to get him back into it.
The Rams were really struggling in this game at one point. They were trailing 7-3 before ripping off 27 straight points and kicking the snot out of the Houston Texans. It is a matter of time with that offense. They're going to keep probing and they'll find something. Somebody, it's a different guy every time. This week it was Robert Woods with a 94-yard touchdown. It's been Sammy Watkins in moments. It's been thought Gurley getting it done. Sometimes it's Cooper Kupp, whatever. The Rams are a juggernaut right now playing good enough defense. Listen, Houston's offense has no chance with the Savage Nation at quarterback. They got no shot. However, the Rams deserve a lot of credit for handling bad teams. That's what it's supposed to look like. They are 7-2.
Speaking of credit, Adrian Claiborne had 6 sacks for the Falcons as they beat the Cowboys 27-7. How's life without Ezekiel Elliott going for Dallas? Well, they also didn't have their left tackle Tyron Smith, and that hurt them worse this past week. Dak Prescott threw for under 200 yards in a touchdownless performance. He had really nothing going. Jason Witten was his leading receiver, 7 catches for 59 yards underneath. Dez Bryant caught all of 4 balls, didn't even get to 40 yards. Cole Beasley held to 2 for 23. There was a lot of running backs and tight ends for Prescott on a day where he wasn't being protected. He got sacked 9 times. If you're wondering, Alfred Morris ran the ball 11 times for 53 yards. You take away, though, his 2 longest runs of the game, which came basically back-to-back at one point on one drive.
Yeah, on one drive, yeah.
It was like 10 carry for a 30-yard game or something like that. So they weren't really able to run the ball. We will see if that changes. They got Philadelphia in primetime, game 2 without Elliott.
Yeah, I bet you they don't run it against Philadelphia very well either. The San Francisco 49ers, they got a win, baby. They beat the New York Giants, who are a bunch of quitting, listless, lifeless, don't-care type dudes. There was a C.J. Beathard touchdown where he sort of jogged out to the right and was looking to throw, still kept jogging, then sort of moved towards the end zone. Eli Apple, who was a top draft pick not that long ago for the New York Football Giants, simply watched this happen and was out of bounds, watching the play sort of just generally casually unfold in front of him as a massive touchdown in this game. The Giants have quit. Everyone should be fired who's responsible for it. They should tear it down and start again. Draft a quarterback first overall. Let Eli Manning walk away. Hey, buddy, walk away. They are a disaster. The Niners celebrated like they'd won the Super Bowl in the locker room. It was a cool scene.
Patriots pummel the Broncos 41-16. New England's great. Denver's bad. That's kind of the summary here.
Good summary.
28 rushes for 99 yards for 4 different running backs for New England. Deion Lewis, 14 for 55. Rex Burkhead, 10 for 36. James White, 2 for 7. Brandon Bolden, 2 for 1. They didn't get a lot of yards, but they ran the ball a bunch, and they were effective enough with Tom Brady going for 266 and 3 through the air, didn't turn the ball over, to have a winning offensive formula. Brandon Cooks, 6 catches for 74 yards, led the way. Rob Gronkowski went for 74 through the air as well. Burkhead caught a touchdown. White caught a touchdown. Allen caught a touchdown. Again, tight ends and running backs, that's what the passing game is about in this league, and that's what Tom Brady majored in this past week. The Broncos, Brock Osweiler started, touchdown and a pick, low 70s rating. This is kind of who he is. Good game for Emmanuel Sanders. If you got him in fantasy, he went for 137 on 6 catches, but it was a special teams meltdown that cost Denver. They had a punt block, they had a kick return for a touchdown, and they another ridiculous special teams play that's escaping my memory right now where they muffed a punt. They had their first punt of the game go right through the arms of the return man, picked up by New England after they'd gone 3 and out in great field position.
A disaster there. And speaking of disasters, the Miami Dolphins are awful. They may be the worst team in the league right now this minute, even though they're 4-5. I mean, they're probably not worse than Cleveland or the Giants or whatever else. Point is, they stink. I can't believe they're 4-5. Carolina dominated them. And it's interesting, Carolina traded away a guy that everyone had kind of waited on to be healthy, be in shape, and be their number one receiver. Kelvin Benjamin's gone. Well, they don't miss a beat. They had their best passing game of the season last night, where Cam Newton was highly efficient for him. 4 touchdowns, 250 yards, 120 quarterback rating. Ran it for 95 yards as well. Jonathan Stewart, 110 on the ground. Christian McCaffrey got himself a rushing touchdown and a few catches as well. That is a good enough offense to go with their excellent defense. Carolina is a threat again. No one's talking about them, but they're pretty damn good.
Who is the best team in the NFL that does not have a winning record? We can debate that next. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Also get to our quick double play. We're blitzing at noon and at 12:18. Try to figure out how many Redskins wins are left on the schedule. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.